We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Baseball is back, and so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market, regular season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track four games at once with multi-view mode and catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
To ensure proper handling, this call may be recorded.
I'd be careful answering that call. It could be another Z Morning Zoo phone scam.
Z104.
Hello?
Yeah, I'm trying to reach someone named Jeff, calling about my home security cameras.
Yeah, this is Jeff.
Hey there, Jeff. Listen, I've been on the phone all morning with your company trying to get my home security camera moved. And finally, after getting a runaround, they told me to just call you. They said you were out doing installs. You might be able to help me.
Sure, no problem. Did you call our customer service assistance line yet?
No, I called customer service. They don't know what the hell they're doing over there. I yelled at that guy, the first guy. He transferred me to the local office. Then I spent an hour yelling at that lady. She gives me your number, tells me to call you. Now, can you help me or what?
Sure, yeah, I think so. What seems to be the problem?
So, I got your complete system set up at my house over here. I got the doorbell thing, I got the front camera thing, I got the back door camera, I got the garage, the whole enchilada. The problem is with the camera on the side of the house.
Okay, what's the problem? Is it malfunctioning or anything?
No, it works just fine. The problem is it's pointing in the wrong direction. It's supposed to be pointing out towards my neighbor's yard, and the damn thing is pretty much pointing straight down.
Oh, okay. So it just needs to be adjusted, adjustment?
Yeah, exactly. Can you handle that?
Yeah, sure. I can take a look at that. So where exactly is the camera located?
So it's on the side of my house pointing down. It's supposed to be pointing towards my neighbor's backyard. They got a hot tub out there, and the camera should be facing right in that direction.
So, wait. You want your camera to face your neighbor's yard?
Yes, exactly. My neighbor asked me to do it. When they saw me getting cameras, they came over. They asked me if I could have one pointing over their fence at the hot tub in their backyard.
They asked you?
Yeah. I guess they're worried that somebody might try to steal it or something. I don't know.
Steal what? Steal it with the hot tub?
I guess. Anyway, I said, hey, you kicking some money every once in a while to help pay for this thing, I'll make sure they turn it towards your hot tub. But when they put the damn thing in, they have it facing the ground. That's not good. I can't see anything. I can't see their house. I can't see their windows. I can't see their yard, the hot tub.
We're not allowed to install cameras that, you know, spy on neighbors. We're not allowed to do that.
Now, you see, you just used an ugly word there. I'm not spying on anybody. The fact is, I got a single mom and her two teenage daughters living next door to me, and I think they feel safer knowing that they have extra security keeping an eye on everything. That's all.
Well, maybe you could tell them to install their own cameras. And in fact, if you recommend them to us, then you can get a discount on your next bill.
Yeah, I already know that. And look, they said they'd feel safer with my camera recording everything. So what do we got to do to make this happen? I got to make an appointment with you then?
Well, no. Like I said, we can't install cameras that point at other people's property. That's illegal.
Yeah, but I mean, is that really a rule? I mean, I look through my doorbell camera, and guess what the first thing I see is? The house across the street. You're telling me that's illegal?
Well, no, but pointing a camera directly into a neighbor's backyard, that's illegal.
Even if they ask me to do it?
Yeah. Plus, they'll be sort of stealing from you, you know, because, you're the one paying for the service, and they're the ones using it. So.
You know what? I thought about that. I don't mind if they use me. I have no problem with that at all. I'll tell you what. Why don't we do this whole camera thing off the books? You come over here after you get off work. You fix the camera. We crack a few beers here at the house. We turn off all the lights, and we test it out, see if it works. I pay you under the table. Nobody has to know about it.
I'm pretty sure I'd get fired for something like that.
You would, huh?
Okay,
listen, no problem. How about this? I'd like to get another doorbell camera put in. Like, I'd like to install a second doorbell camera on the outside of my bedroom window. Is that possible?
You want a doorbell camera?
Yeah, but outside my bedroom window. That way, if you know, any of my buddies come by and they don't feel like using the front door, they can just come around the side of the house and use the window doorbell. You know, sometimes people don't like using the front door. They like to come by and knock on your window while you're sleeping.
Wait. So you want a doorbell camera installed outside your bedroom window?
Yeah, exactly. It's right on the side of the house. So basically, it'd be like installing a doorbell camera on a side door, except it's a window. Also, it's a second floor window, so you'd have to get a ladder or something so you could climb up for the install.
Okay. If you need additional products added to your plan, you're going to have to call... customer service main, the main customer service number.
Now, you know what? They take too long. How about this? How about you come over after work, you put it in. I throw you $100. You and me get wasted and check out the view from my new upstairs window doorbell camera.
Yeah, I'm not going to be able to do that. I'm sorry.
Are you sure? Listen, I turn off all the lights in the house, make it look like nobody's home. You and me sit there drinking some beers. We huff a little spray paint, watching the cameras, just in case anybody tries to break in. That, you know, that could be a fun night there, Jeff.
Yes, it sounds like fun, but I'm going to have to pass on that. I already have plans after work, so...
And you know what? I'll tell you what. I got your number. I'll call you later to see if you change your mind, okay?
Well, no. You don't have to call me. Actually, just call the main customer service office, and they'll be happy to help you.
Now, you know what? I like you. Those other guys don't understand me the way you do. They're not like us, Jeff. You get me. I'll call you back later tonight. What kind of beer do you like? I'll pick some up.
I don't drink beer.
Oh, you're a Scotch man. Okay, I knew I liked you, Jeff. Okay, so I'll call you later then.
Please, no, don't. Please just call the customer service number, okay?
Nope, I'm calling you, my best friend Jeff, the Scotch man.